Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
See Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including the NFL draft, 9 days away. And there is a big decision that has yet to be made, as we are 9 days away from the NFL draft, that very much impacts a legacy NFL franchise. I will explain coming up later this hour. Oh, man, what a great time of year this is in the world of sports. We're, 3 weeks into the Major League Baseball season, and we have a couple big market, big money teams whose fan bases are already starting to panic. Are they right to panic? We'll break it down coming up in the final hour of the show. And tonight, the NBA playoffs, I don't know if they officially begin because they don't, like, keep stat, like, the stats don't count for the play-in games, do they? Does it officially begin tonight? I say it does. I say the NBA playoffs officially begin tonight, and I'm going to give you full preview of tonight's games. The 7-8 matchup in the West with Phoenix and Portland, and maybe the best 9-10 matchup, at least in recent memory, in the NBA play-in, as Charlotte hosts Miami tonight in a battle of basketball, good versus evil. And I don't even think that's hyperbole, with Charlotte against Miami. We will give you all our bets for the NBA play-in, all our bets for Major League Baseball as we move along in the show. Hell, we might even drop a little hockey betting knowledge on that ass over the course of the next 3 hours. 310-840-4910 is the phone number. YouTube.com/@thekostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. You can watch the show there and subscribe. YouTube.com/@thekostos. But we officially begin Terrific Sports Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with a couple of Super Bowl contenders in the National Football League that I see at a crossroads entering the 2026 NFL draft. A few Super Bowl contending teams that I see at a crossroads. We are starting to get media sessions from NFL teams pre-draft media availability, where GMs, coaches, not Mike Vrabel, he won't be speaking for quite some time. And contrary to what a bunch of people are saying, Mike Vrabel in no way, shape, or form has to address the situation with his team. 0% chance anyone on the Patriots, any players care about what Mike Vrabel's doing behind the scenes. No chance that's going to happen. But Mike Vrabel not talking to the news media. We want to hear from Mike Vrabel for quite some time. But we've got general managers. We've got vice presidents of player personnel. We've got head coaches speaking to the news media. And we have a couple quotes from this week that we have to bring up and we have to talk about. Important decisions that will be made and need to be made heading into and after the 2026 NFL draft. We'll focus on two of these teams in this opening segment today on this Tuesday. And using the betting market at BetMGM as a guide, one of these teams is 15-1 to win the Super Bowl next year. One is 18-1 to win next year's Super Bowl. So we're talking a couple teams that are way up there on the odds board, at the very least expected to contend. Those two teams, the reigning, defending AFC champion, New England Patriots, and the team that we will begin with, the Detroit Lions. So Lions fans, you're going to want to listen up right now, because your general manager, Brad Holmes, said something at the pre-draft media availability that, like, I'm lucky that I saw this last night when I was like literally laying down and I read this quote, because if I had been standing up, I think I would have fell straight down. I think I would have just lost my footing. My legs would have turned to jelly and I would have hit the ground like my daughter, you know, streaking through the basement without socks on with the grips on them, getting ready to fall. That would have been me when I saw this quote. So Brad Holmes, Lions Chiefs, done a great job along with head coach Dan Campbell. Had a couple misses. Not every draft has been great. We'll get to one of the drafts that was terrible in a few moments here. But, you know, he's, by and large, he's done a really good job with the draft and otherwise, turning the Lions from, and also ran, into a real deal, legit Super Bowl contender. And again, you know, 15-1 to win next year's Super Bowl. So Brad Holmes, at this media availability, says that the team has added starting caliber talents on both the offensive line and at edge rusher, pointing to a pair of signings that the Lions have made. Offensive tackle Larry Borum, and edge rusher DJ Wonnum. Want a better pass rusher than DJ. Here's the quote from Brad Holmes, and I'm paraphrasing it slightly. You're talking about guys who have been starters in the NFL. We feel good about both of them. So we don't feel that we have to supplement that if it doesn't work out in the draft. Now, it's important to say, we are now in the thick of, and we entered prior to the scouting combine, a great season in the NFL. That season is lying season, where you can assume that if a coach or GM opens his mouth, like, he's lying. I think that is the general assumption, is that this person may and probably is lying. And it makes me wish that we had like a lying season in real life. Could you imagine if, like, we designated 1 month per year just in regular life? This is lying month. Or, like, lying season stretches from, like, St. Patrick's Day to Memorial Day, where you can lie and get away with it. And how great that would be. Like, sorry, I can't make it into work this morning. Not feeling well. Developed a cough overnight. Can't make it. Listen, honey, I promise. I know I didn't come home last night. I was just playing video games with the boys. Was playing Madden, we're eating pizza, and the night got away with us. Or maybe you can tell your bookie, no, I didn't bet John Rahm for a lot of money to win the Masters. That's your mistake. It wasn't me. It must have been you. It's on you. I would never bet John Rahm to win the Masters. Lying season is here. And if you're a Lions fan, you're someone that wants to bet the Detroit Lions this season, you're just a football fan who wants to see the underdog triumph, you better hope that Brad Holmes is lying. You better hope he's lying. Because if he's not, I think the Detroit Lions are in a world of trouble as we enter the 2026 NFL season. A season where the Minnesota Vikings unquestionably have gotten better with the acquisition of Kyler Murray at quarterback. Where the upgrade from J.J. McCarthy to Kyler Murray, can you overstate it? Considering J.J. McCarthy can't play and Kyler Murray can? What an upgrade that is at the quarterback position from J.J. McCarthy to Kyler Murray. Chicago Bears, year two of Ben Johnson, year three of Caleb Williams. You think the offense is going to get worse? They may trade for Dexter Lawrence. I'm bullish on the Bears. And the Green Bay Packers are good every year. Matt LaFleur's there. Good every year. Jordan Love's the quarterback. Micah Parsons is going to be back from injury. We'll see when. But you know Green Bay's going to be good. Like, Detroit can't mess around here. The Lions cannot afford to F.A. Because if the Lions F.A., they are going to F.O. And I don't think it's going to go well for Detroit. Because in this era for Detroit, with Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, they have built this unbelievable identity, right, of being swashbuckling and cavalier and going for it on the fourth downs and being ultra physical and having tremendous play in the trenches. Great offensive line. When the defensive line can stay healthy, they can get after that ass and get after the opposing quarterback. You can make a case that entering this season, major question marks on both lines, especially defensive, for the Lions. Cade Mays assigned to play center. Maybe that goes well for Detroit. We'll see. I'm cautiously optimistic on that. I don't know how much I trust the guards. Tate Ratledge better than Christian Mahogany last year. And then there's the tackles, right, where Taylor Decker's not going to be back. And Decker is having this identity crisis right now where he doesn't know if he should sign with an NFC North rival out of respect to the Lions. Whatever. Do what you need to do, Taylor. And maybe the Lions will just move Penei Sewell, who's obviously tremendous, from right tackle to left tackle, and then they need a right tackle. Either way, this offensive line needs a little juice. It needs a little help. If the Lions want to keep this identity that they've had. I mean, this would be like if you're a power lifter, like you stopped lifting weights right before summer, and then you show up to the beach with your shirt off and people wondering what the hell happened. Sydney Sweeney starts wearing a potato sack everywhere. Like what? This is what you're known for. What happened here? If you can't protect the quarterback, if you can't move the opposing defensive line in the run game, they got to get an offensive lineman. And then you look at the defensive line for the Detroit Lions. Again, this is like legit, real deal, Super Bowl contender Detroit. Are they? Aiden Hutchinson is a fabulous player. Tremendous. One of the best pass rushers in football, full stop. He's great. 14 and a half sacks last season. The second leading sack artist last year for Detroit was Al-Qadeen Muhammad. He had 11 sacks. That's awesome. Also, he's now a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's not on the Detroit Lions anymore. So you can point to really good players on Detroit's defense, like linebacker Jack Campbell. The Lions are probably going to pick up his and Jahmyr Gibbs' fifth-year options. No-brainers, right? Like, Brian Branch is a tremendous player in the secondary for Detroit. It's not like they don't have good players. But here's my question. Outside of Aiden Hutchinson, who in God's name is getting after the quarterback for this team? Who's doing it? And if this were a team that didn't harbor legitimate Super Bowl aspirations, it wouldn't be that big a deal. But they're 15-1 to win the championship next year. They have one legitimate pass rusher. Like, someone make this make sense to me. Like, tell me how this makes sense. Would you bet the Lions to win it this year? With that division, we don't know if what tackle position Penei Sewell's going to play. Is the offensive line going to be great? Where's the pass rush coming from outside of Hutchinson? Would you bet this team to win the Super Bowl? They've got issues. I would even look at cornerback, where Terry and Arnold Hayes' brother. I don't want to say he's a bust. He hasn't been great since the Lions drafted him in the first round, traded up to draft him in 2024. You know, Drew Petzing's now going to be calling the plays on offense. He didn't exactly set the world on fire. Wasn't thought to be the next Ben Johnson when he's calling the plays on offense the last couple seasons for Jonathan Gannon and the Arizona Cardinals, who all got fired. And I think about all of this, and the thing that makes me a little sad when I think about the Lions, the line that always rings through my head, and it should ring through yours, it's one of the best sports quotes of my lifetime. And I'm not being hyperbolic when I say that. The Lions lose the NFC Championship game a couple years ago to the San Francisco 49ers in San Fran. And they blow a 24-7 halftime lead. And I'm still, and I bet the Lions money line in that game, I'm still pissed they lost that game. They could have beaten the Chiefs in that Super Bowl. They beat the Chiefs in week one that season. I know Kelsey and Chris Jones didn't play, but they did win that game in week one on the road in Arrowhead. The Lions should have gone for it and tried to score a touchdown at the end of the first half instead of kicking a field goal to make it a 17-point game. I said it at the time. I will say it until I die. I think the Lions, I don't know if they blew the game. Well, I guess they did, right? They were up 17. But I think they blew it with that decision. And Dan Campbell said after the NFC Championship game that he spoke to his players in the locker room and told them, we may never get here again. This may have been our best shot. And as the years go on, when we've got, you know, the divisional round loss when they were the one seed 2 years ago to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, who scored 1,000 points in that game. And then you have last year, a last place finish for the Detroit Lions in obviously a really good division. Not that the Lions were bad, just that the division was really good. And now you have no pass rushers outside of Hutchinson. Question marks on the offensive line. When your whole identity again is trench play. And it feels like Dan Campbell might have been right. Feels like he might have been right. Brad Holmes, in this pre-draft media availability, he did give another quote that I think is worth mentioning here and worth thinking about as we conceptualize what round one of the draft will be next Thursday night. So Brad Holmes was asked by Lions reporters about the Rams' F them picks philosophy. Like, could you basically see yourself making some kind of big move up the board? And Brad Holmes didn't shut the door on that, saying, like, if there's a player that we feel really good about, and they've shown this in the past, right, with a couple trade-ups that they've made in this era with Holmes and Campbell, could they go up and get a player that they like? And he said, yes, if we feel strongly enough, then we could do that. If we get to next Thursday night, don't be surprised when and if, and I have zero inside information, not yet. I'm hoping to get some in the next week, in the next 9 days. I'll tell you the guy that's perfect for Detroit. Reuben Bain. Reuben Bain is the perfect Detroit Lion. With the violence that he brings on the edge, setting the edge, the way he defends the run would be an unbelievable compliment to Aiden Hutchinson on this defensive line. A trade up for Reuben Bain, I think, makes all the sense in the world. If Arvell Reese slips a little bit in the draft, and it seems to be consensus now that the Jets will go David Bailey second overall, we could get to the Arizona Cardinals, who pick third overall at some point during the show here. Could the Lions make a trade up for Arvell Reese? Will the Lions potentially wait until they're on the clock at 17 and take the best offensive lineman available and seek to find an edge elsewhere in the draft? I do think the Detroit Lions loom as a major wild card in this draft. They can't sit on their hands. I think that the board either falls to them exactly the way they want it, or they've got to make a move. This window for Detroit to compete for a Super Bowl, I don't want to say it's closed, because it's not. Is it ajar? Are we getting there to it being closed? Huge NFL draft coming up for the Lions. And I would love, if Reuben Bain's going to slip, F them picks, go try and win it now, go up and get Reuben Bain if you are the Detroit Lions. Do you agree with me on the Lions and their philosophy? Do you believe General Manager Brad Holmes when he says, yeah, you know, we may be good at these positions? How could you believe him? Although maybe I guess you do. 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@TheKostos. We're just getting started here on a terrific Sports Tuesday. Coming up next, I will give you the team at 18-1 to win the Super Bowl. If they don't make a big move, I think they run the risk of being lapped by the competition. And we will also get to the decision that has not yet been made, 9 days out from the draft, that could impact, and if it's not made, will impact, one of the legacy franchises in the National Football League. Tuesday morning, Westwood One Sports, Nick Kostos and you, presented by BetMGM.
How high is too high to draft a running back? Notre Dame's Jeremiah Love may be the best player in the NFL draft, but is he a generational talent worth picking in the top five? Westwood One Sports.
These new cars are so advanced.
Thank you, Tim.
You can talk? Can you give me advice?
Well, you should have bought me with the Navy Federal Credit Union auto loan.
Really?
Correct. You could have received great rates and a pre-approval that's good for 90 days.
Do you have an off feature?
Do not be rude, Tim.
Learn more at NavyFederal.org/autoloans. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.